In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Today we'll be talking about how it is possible for even Muslims to lose their faith while followers of other religions may not. Stay tuned.
Seeing is believing, then how do you see the end? Your heart will stop moving if you don't breathe it in. 24 hours in a day, but who came up with that? No time will stop for us. So try and believe it, try and believe it, try and believe. Try and believe it. Try and believe it, try and believe, 'cause if you fall down and cry.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher you're listening to. So as we were saying, even Muslims may lose their faith, while followers of other religions may not. Now, this is one of the problems that we are facing today in the Muslim world. It's just that we have a lot of Muslims, right? But are they really Muslim? Maybe not. I mean, you have to be Muslim in every way, not just by name. Yes, if you say the shahadatain, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, you automatically become a Muslim. But that's not enough. You have to show that you are a true Muslim in your actions as well, not just by saying you believe in Allah and Prophet Muhammad and you do whatever you want. No. A true Muslim is a person who carries out all his religious duties. He or she is a person who abstains from committing sins and is diligent in performing the obligatory acts or the wajibat. The issue of faith is really important. We as Muslims consider faith something which must be manifested through our actions and deeds. If you read the Holy Quran, you'll come across many, many verses where Allah says, those who believe and do good deeds will have great reward in the hereafter. It is they who will go to heaven, and so on and so forth. So from the Quran's perspective, faith can never be separated from good deeds. Now there are people with different religions who adhere, who stick to their beliefs. For example, Protestant Christians believe that as long as you have faith in Jesus Christ, you will be delivered, because they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life for all of his followers. Now, these Protestant Christians have this belief that faith alone without good deeds will make them prosperous after they die. So would it be a problem for them if they do whatever they want to do and still have faith in their religion? Yes, because their religion supposedly allows them to. But we as Muslims don't have such a belief. Neither the Shia nor the Sunni have such a belief. So we must always try to preserve our faith no matter what. We should not look at followers of other religions. We have our own religion, and we have to follow whatever Allah and the Prophet have commanded us to. In this way, we will be true Muslims. Now we will listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Alhamdulillah. Bu'istum du'at, lam tub'athu qudat. Like one of the ulama said, you were sent to call people, not to judge people. Only Allah can judge people. You know, I can't, I mean, if somebody is born into a house and is a little kid and they're molested from the time they're like 2 years old or something like that, and they're so messed up and they end up on drugs and you know, crack cocaine or whatever, I mean, I'm not going to judge that person. I mean, that's for God to judge that person. I'm not going to judge that person, you know. So we're living in a world where the Sharia is judges. If you're a Qadi, you have to judge. But the Qadi should judge with fear and trepidation. And that's why the Prophet said, two Qadis in hell, one in Jannah. You should judge with fear and trepidation. So, you know, we don't know. People say they're atheists. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. I don't know how, what led them to that point and what, how God's going to judge them. One of the things that I find interesting about atheists, and I think this has to be appreciated by somehow, is that they do more dhikr than God than most believers. I mean, they just think about God all the time. They write books about God. Every conversation you get in with an atheist, within 2 minutes, they're talking about God. It's amazing. They're just obsessed with God. And in some ways, their opinion of God is so high that they end up disbelieving in him. You know, it's like their opinion is so high that I can't believe in God. I can't believe in a God that will allow pedophilia. I can't believe in a God. You know, these are the arguments a lot of them use. And who is it for me to say that's rubbish? You're just saying that. You know, and there's certain, you know, the cheese and cracker crowd, you know. I mean, you know, having their wine and eating their, oh, I don't know how these people can believe in God, you know, really. It's really quite absurd. They're imaginary friends, you know. You know, that kind of, there's a certain arrogance of those type people. But some of the people in the greatest tribulation are the biggest believers. I mean, that's what's so amazing about people in really difficult, dire circumstances, and yet they don't give up their faith in God. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, there's. It's just not for us to judge people, you know. And people can move in and out of faith. You know, you shouldn't feel so secure about your faith. You should ask Allah for husn al-khatima and be concerned about that. I mean, there's Christians that have lost their faith. That's why these Christians say, I ask a Muslim, they always doubt whether they're going to heaven or not. They don't know, but we know we're going to heaven. You don't know. There's Christians that ended up leaving Christianity, becoming atheists. Bart Ehrman, you know, writing books, why it's not true. And they were devout fundamentalist Christians. So people can lose their faith. Muslims lose their faith. There's people that lose their faith in Islam. You know, but why and what are the reasons and what led up to that? I don't know. I mean, there's people that drive people out of Islam. The Prophet ﷺ said that he was the advocate for the dhimmi that was mistreated on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Like he's going to be his lawyer with God to say he didn't see the real Islam. He was mistreated by Muslims. He said that, أَنَا خَصْمُ مَنْ أَذَى ذِمِّيًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. I'm the advocate of a dhimmi on the Day of Judgment. So he's going to actually say, don't judge him the way you would judge somebody else because what happened to him wasn't right. So there's going to be people, Imam al-Ghazali says that if Islam was presented in a distorted way and somebody rejects it, they're not rejecting true Islam, they're rejecting a distortion. And he says that he didn't think they'd be taken into account for that. He says that in Faisal al-Tafriqa.
Radio. Email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
سيدي رسول الله يا إمام المرسلين سيدي حبيب الله يا شفيع المؤمنين سيدي رسول الله يا إمام المرسلين سيدي حبيب الله يا شفيع المؤمنين
Muhammad, God's mercy, man of honor and dignity, shining so bright, he's light for all of humanity. Muhammad, Allah's mercy.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher you're listening to, and I'm your host, Muhammad. So, we were saying, we as Muslims must really watch out that we don't lose our faith. Because I think it's a lot easier nowadays in this world that we're living in for a Muslim to lose his faith rather than, a follower of another religion. I think it mostly has to do with the fact that most of the people right now in the world are non-Muslim or even anti-Muslim, so they indulge in whatever activity they want, and, you know, they do and provide the means for a lot of activities which are prohibited in Islam. So this is why it is easier for a Muslim to lose his faith rather than, say, a Christian or Buddhist, okay? And I think you know well that there are a lot of Muslims who first are very, very good Muslims, and they're religious, they do good deeds, and they refrain from committing sins, etc., etc., but slowly they begin to lose their faith. Okay, so some of them even suddenly lose their faith. So all Muslims, no matter where they live, yes, even if they're living in a Muslim country, they should all do their best to preserve their faith. We have a narration from one of our imams that, in the end times, preserving one's faith is like holding fire in one's palm. Yes, I think that really applies to this day and age. I mean, we're living in the end times, literally, practically. We could say that this is exactly how preserving faith is right now in today's world. But why do Muslims in Muslim countries lose their faith? That's a big question right there. I mean, you're living in a Muslim country, for God's sake. Okay, if someone is living in a non-Muslim country and they lose their faith, we could say that they have the right to, but you're living in a Muslim country where you're living side by side by Muslim brothers and sisters. I would say it's because they're willing to forego their religion and their faith for certain worldly pleasures which happen to be sinful too. For example, they want to make more money, even in non-halal ways, just to enjoy the temporary pleasures of this world. Of course, we also have the Western bombardment of the propaganda of the West, where in the mass media and the movies, they're trying to portray life in the West as if you're living in paradise if you live in the West. And so they like to live in such conditions as the Westerners. They should know that the pleasures of the hereafter are a lot better and are everlasting. But their weak faith makes them overlook this fact. And therefore they commit all kinds of sins just to derive more pleasure. The pleasure that I just said from seeing the movies, the music that they listen to, and all the things from the West that enters the Muslim countries and brainwashes the Muslim people and makes them think that the pleasures of this world is the all and end all of life in this world. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program, The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed this show. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.
Here is our message to you about Islam, our religion. Let everyone know too what in Quran is written. Here is our message to you about Islam, our religion. Let everyone know too what in Quran is written.